good job about records. My life, dude. It's all I talk about anymore. To anyone.
You don't even care.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know. What?
Are you gonna go back to
Go back to where? Amoeba? No.
When are you moving?
June 14th.
Like, I told you he's not
going to
be here. We can't use his truck.
For what? Are you guys moving?
Yeah.
When?
Okay,
yeah, where are you guys moving?
I don't have this done yet.
Oh, yeah.
Josh does, but I don't. You guys are going to move.
You have no place in Georgia.
Yeah,
we'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I won't be here.
What are you gonna do
in
the summer?
Get a job.
Oh,
hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks.
My name is Jordan. I'm from Canada, which is a really far away. It's away from. I played a show in Canada like a week and a half ago in Vancouver, and I'm from like. Ontario, which is way east. And I'm so used to playing in the States that I opened this set with, I'm from Canada. And they all just kind of laughed. Because they were like, where in Canada? Because if I say where in Canada, usually American shows people have no idea where I'm coming from. So, where in Canada? I'm from a small town called Fort Erie near Niagara Falls. I live 20 minutes away from the waterfall. It's pretty weird.
Do you visit it often?
I've seen it a lot, yeah. It's always, whenever anyone comes to visit me, my parents always make them go to the waterfall, and so I've seen it like a thousand times.
Do you get asked by tourists for directions a lot?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of tourists?
There's a lot of tourists in Niagara Falls. There's some tourists in my town too, because the bridge in my town, in the States, is like one of the main bridges between the countries. But a lot in my town. There's a racetrack, like a horse racing track, and there's a bunch of strip clubs. And there's a really good sushi restaurant, and there's a Walmart. And there's some train tracks. That's about it. It's not very. Anyway, you should all move closer to me because I still agree with you. Day one of my tour, I don't believe in privacy, so I pretty much tell everyone everything. Day one of my tour, I played a show in Ypsilanti, Michigan at a festival called Totally Awesome Fest, and it was totally awesome. And then I stayed that night in Toledo, Ohio. Has anyone here ever been to Toledo, Ohio? I recommend that you never go there. It's the worst place in the world. I stayed there that night. And my friend Sharon, who I was staying with, was like, my friend's band is playing at this bar. We should go, because I don't really like them, but we should go, because it's nice. So we went, and her friend's band ended up being five white guys rapping about how much they hate George Bush. That was awkward. It was like 1 a.m, and I just got a cell phone right before this tour, too, which I used to be totally against, but now I have a cell phone. been like texting. So my cell phone rang, and I went outside to this like alley to answer the phone, and I'm talking on the phone, and some guy walks up to me, and he beat me up, and he was fucked up. And my friend Sharon took me to the hospital, and apparently the whole time that she was driving me to the hospital, I was asking questions like, where did I play today? What songs did I play? Who did I play with? Where am I now? Who are you? You know? It's pretty weird. And so they did a CAT scan of my brain to make sure that I didn't go crazy. And apparently I didn't go crazy. They were like, I don't know why you don't remember anything. But most of my memory came back 2 hours are missing, and who knows what that means. Anyway, so that's, yeah, that's a preface to where I am right now in my life. Mouth is filled with his ovaries. I hold them here between my teeth. Oh, get these birds' nests out. Dentist, get these birds' nests out.
We said nothing to each other.
he said nothing to each other. He said nothing to each other. This house is our house to this house. Is our house to this? 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 This is our.
We have faith.
like a jarhead. His antlers found seaweed from an ocean bed, and he carried carvings of his own geography, but had a staff, his own eyes out, so he I couldn't stand to do this my whole life. My breast milk is heavy, and you don't have the strength to help me. If you can talk me on, you ask me if I can push you out. You ask me if I can push you out like one fire and drag the shit who have it, do you know, they passed 30, and when he was born, they didn't think he would live past childhood, but medicine has, you know, gotten better since then. But we had this conversation one night, and he was like, yeah, I can pretty much die at any time, which is, of course, true of everyone, but it's like, so this song is about him. Behind the old house, offered our skin, pulled it from our branches and let it be curtains. And I asked him where he put the bones. And I asked her where she put the bones. They fed them to the horses. We shivered and kissed our linen loud.
They fed them to the horses.
Sweet, everybody. Who had a radio in 1997? Who listened to the radio in 1997? Most of they probably don't want to admit. Does anyone remember a band called White Town?
Yeah. The radio band.
So, this is pretty much the closest thing to a gay anthem on the radio, I think. I haven't done a lot.
Gay anthem.
But I should mention that a guy sang it originally, like on the radio, so it's not weird that I'm singing. Thanks for listening to me. I have CDs for sale for $5. They have little fabric cases. Of toile, I learned, is what the fabric's called. It's like French fabric. It's very nice. And it sounds a lot like this, but there's some horns and some banjos and stuff. Anyway, thanks for listening. There's going to be some dancing fun music. I'm sorry if I bummed anyone out, that's never mind. That's just me. The doctors told him he'd be gone by now, his lungs full of blankets, burned black and bowed. He buried his family in the backyard, flooded the basement and filled it up with tar. We borrowed their old clothes and then we undressed. We stole a trampoline and made it our mattress and slept with all the house lights on, waiting for them to come home and slept with all the house lights on, waiting for them to come home. He said it's so much easier to believe in nothing. It's so easy to wait impatiently to die. He pulled his pants around his ankles and he showed me all the places he went purple, 'cause he held too hard his own skin, 'cause no one else would touch him. And I mother him beastly, and we shared our severed dreams, and I held him where the sickness was, and I nursed him through the night, and I nursed him through. Thank you. one's really new, and I just lost the notebook that all the lyrics are in, mm-hmm. so I have nothing to guide me. But I think I know it. I lost it in Oakland at that weird restaurant. That woman is probably going to take it and be like, oh no!
There's gross shit in here. Never be here.
I can.
Oh, God. I thought that was the big one.